Enthronement of the Sacred Heart by Reverend Francis Larkin, SSCC. Neil Obstadt, Vincent Davis, Imprimatur, Patrick A. O'Boyle. A letter of Pope Pius XII to our beloved son, Matteo Crowley Bove, priest of the Congregation of the Sacred Hearts of Jesus and Mary. Beloved son, health and apostolic benediction. Now that 50 years soon will have elapsed since that day on which, endowed with the sacerdotal dignity, you offered the holy sacrifice for the first time, we do not wish you to be deprived of the felicitations and good wishes of our paternal heart. All the more so since we have learned that you are presently confined to a hospital, not so much by reason of declining years, but rather because of serious infirmities, and thus are unable to labor with that zealous ardor which was your wont for the consecration of Catholic families to the most tender heart of Jesus. Nevertheless, what you are unable to do by apostolic labors, by apostolic journeys and preachings, you can accomplish undoubtedly by ardent prayers addressed to God, and by sufferings and afflictions cheerfully accepted in a spirit of reparation. That you are doing this with a humble and willing heart, we do not doubt, and while we desire to console you in your present illness, yet we also express the wish in your behalf that your strength be restored as soon as possible, and that once more you may be permitted to strive earnestly to obtain for this salutary enterprise an ever-increasing success. This undertaking corresponds to our most cherished desires, as it did to those of our predecessors. We long for the return to the private life of men and the public life of peoples of the love of Jesus Christ, which springs from this divine heart. In this way alone will it be possible to console the many who are afflicted and in misery, to strengthen the many who are weak and wavering, to arouse effectively the many who are negligent and lukewarm, and finally, to induce everyone to the fervent practice of that Christian virtue which gave to the primitive church its greatest glory, that of sanctity and martyrdom. Let the divine Redeemer reign once more in civil society and in family life, by his law and his love, and then without any doubt will be rooted out entirely those vices which are the source of human unhappiness and human misery. Then, without any doubt, discord will disappear. Then justice, but true justice, will solidify the foundations of human society, and that true liberty wherewith Christ has made us free will enhance the dignity of citizens and will make them brothers. However, there is one thing we desire in a special way, and which is moreover the principal goal in the work which you have propagated so long and so diligently, namely, that Christian families consecrate themselves to the Sacred Heart in such a way that his image, being installed in the place of honor in the home as on the throne, Christ the Lord is seen to reign truly within the Catholic family. This consecration is not a useless and empty ceremony, but requires of everyone that their lives be in harmony with Christian precepts, that they burn with an ardent love for the Holy Eucharist, and that they share in the heavenly banquet as often as possible, and that they strive by humble prayers addressed to God and by works of holy penance to provide by all means in their power not only for their own salvation, but also for the salvation of others. These, dear son, are our wishes and desires which it pleases us to express to you on the occasion of the 50th anniversary of your priesthood, which you are soon to celebrate, and the fulfillment of which we entrust to the divine goodness and mercy. But in the meantime, as a proof of our paternal goodwill, and as a pledge of heavenly graces, we impart to you affectionately in the Lord the apostolic blessing. Given at Rome, at St. Peter's, the second day of the month of July in the year 1948, the 10th of our pontificate, Pius XII, Pope.